You're listening to the Tri-County Heartbeat, WCDO, AM and FM in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla. It's time now for high school football on WCDO. And here to call all the action, Nate Lull.
Well, good afternoon and welcome everyone. It's Nate Lull here tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, live in green for the last football game of this spring season, as it's the Green Trojans hosting the Unitigo Spartans. And, well, he's becoming a regular here on WCDO, but we have Rich Turnbull, of course, the Norwich Athletic Director. I called him up and said, hey, come join me one last time for eight-man football. You've seen both these teams so far this year, Rich, so it'll be exciting to watch another one here tonight.
Well, Nate, I must have fooled you or somebody at WCDO to have me back on here, because I have no idea why you called me, but I'm glad to be here about half an hour down on Route 12 for me. But this is fun. Looking forward to it. I saw both these teams, and should be a good one tonight, right?
Yeah, you know, two teams that are very talented and have some great running backs. When you think about Leo Temple for Unitigo, and you think about Tristan Austin for the Green Trojans, we've seen both of them rumbling up and down the field up on your field in Norwich when they were taking on UV. I'm excited to see them go head-to-head here tonight.
I was really excited to see both of them again tonight. The Temple kid's extremely impressive for Unitigo. I think the last time we had him, like four touchdowns or something crazy like that. And, of course, the kid from Green, great, fast, a little bit taller, right, looking like a track athlete.
Yeah.
But Temple kind of looks like he's a bruiser, where the kid from Green, he's a little bit taller, looks like a long-distance runner to me. But, hey, it's his house. We'll give him all the credit.
Of course, want to welcome everybody into the Butler Auto Sales pregame show. Of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed. You can apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back. It's Green and Unitigo tonight, the last football game of the spring season here on WCDO.
We want your trade-in. Hi, I'm Tyler Butler from Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. I've noticed that too many times car buyers only shop and compare the selling price of a vehicle. This can be a really big mistake, because the value you're getting on your trade-in could save you even more money. And at Butler Auto Sales, we are proud to say we usually give you both, the best selling price and the best trade-in value. In fact, we'll take anything with a motor as a trade-in, even boats and motorcycles. And did you know, Butler Auto will buy your car in any condition, even if you're not trading it in. We will always give you a fair price for it, too. So get the best of both worlds at Butler Auto Sales, Route 7, Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Or visit us online at butlerautosales.com. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, it is our goal to never lose a customer over price.
Choose from the area's largest selection of pre-owned vehicles and get the best of both worlds. Best selling price and best trade-in value at Butler Auto Sales in Sydney. See every vehicle and apply for credit online at butlerautosales.com.
Apply now for your Shandello Federal Credit Union MasterCard credit card. Why? Because from February 1st to April 30th, 2021, you'll get an extra low interest rate of either 5.9% APR or 7.9% APR. These rates will apply on all new purchases, cash advances, and balance transfers. With no balance transfer fees, you can pay off those high interest credit cards and save money or pay your taxes. Don't miss this opportunity and these exceptional low rates on your Shandello Federal Credit Union MasterCard. And if you don't have one, apply today at Shandello Federal Credit Union, 114 Main Street in Franklin. Some restrictions may apply. Find out more at shandello.org.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back, live in green tonight. It's the Green Trojans and the Unitigo Spartans, eight-man football here on WCDO. As we were supposed to do BG and Groton tonight. That was our original plan on the schedule. That game did get canceled. So I did a little pivot and said, hey, let's go over to Green to watch Unitigo and Green. And I was at a Unitigo soccer game earlier this week, and all the guys were over on the football field. They said, hey, why aren't you doing our game? Why aren't you doing our game? They were kind of ribbing me a little bit there. And so I was able to text their head coach, Frank McCroney, yesterday, their athletic director, Matt Heafley, and I said, hey, I'm coming over, so tell your guys to get ready. So,
what an exciting game to watch for Unitigo soccer, right? The one lady had, she got her 100th goal, right? Didn't I see that?
Yeah, Dana Stepp is now their, well, she already was, but is their all-time leading scorer, and just a great player. Finishes her career with 102 goals, had a hat trick the other day. So it was fun to be there for number 100.
What a way to get your 100th win with a hat trick, right?
Yeah, I mean, she's been on varsity since eighth grade, and of course was a big part of that team getting to the state championship in 2019. And just a phenomenal soccer player. We'll be playing somewhere at the next level next year. She hasn't announced that yet, but exciting. She's a very good athlete and runs some track from time to time over the years, played some basketball. So just another good athlete to go through the area.
Yeah, we had that team up in Norwich before COVID hit in 2020, whatever, when they went to, I think they went all the way to the finals, that team did. Coach Rodas does a heck of a job with that girls' soccer team. I would imagine without COVID this year, they probably would have had a, you know, another long run. Because didn't they end up undefeated this year?
Yeah, well, no, they did lose to Delhi.
Delhi was undefeated.
They did lose one game this year, but yeah, they had a majority of that team back, and yeah, it would have been very interesting to see how they would have done, and they did. They played one of their regional games at your place in Norwich. That was
fun. They played, and I think they played the year before there too. Possibly,
yeah.
It was fun. It was a good time hosting those guys. Great team to watch, and they played well, and they won, and they were all excited. And I think they went up to Cortland the weekend after.
Yeah, Cortland, yeah.
And then they won the semifinals and lost in the finals, or was it?
They won the semifinals in penalty kicks.
Right, that's right.
And then
to it on the radio. It was
lost in the final, 1-0.
Right.
And there was a girl, Brooke Pickett, and plays for Stillwater. That's the team they lost to in the final. And they held her scoreless. She has some crazy amount of goals. It's like 200 or 300 career goals. They held her scoreless, but one of those other, you know, kind of fluke soccer goals found its way in that day.
I was wondering about the 100 goal mark, right, in soccer. Is that an, you know, we talk about impressive records. Is that kind of like the benchmark for local soccer? I know, for instance, in Norwich, we have a young lady that finished her career, and I think she was at 62 goals, and that's a school record in Norwich.
Yeah, you know, I would say 50 might, depending on your school size, I would say 50 to 100 is kind of equivalent to that 1,000 points in basketball. That's my opinion on it. But, you know, I had Liz McGrail on my podcast this week from Stanford, now the Oneonta State women's soccer coach, who scored 173.
Well, she's on the Mount Rushmore of girls soccer of Section 4, I would imagine. When I think she's maybe a year older than me, maybe 2 years older than me, I can remember she was unbelievable. I watched her play in high school. And she would be on the Mount Rushmore of Section 4. But I would think anyway. I don't know if there's anybody better.
It's a great episode. You can find it at WCDOsports.com. Just click on the Nate Lull podcast link. One that's worth listening to. So, of course, it's our Butler Auto pregame show as we are set for kickoff, as we've talked about soccer during the whole football pregame show here. So, of course, Butler has the largest selection of clean and pre-owned vehicles in the area on two lots, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney, and on Delaware Avenue in Sydney, across from the Price Chopper Plaza. Remember, at Butler Auto Sales, we will get you financed, and you can view everything at butlerautosales.com. They're a big supporter of local high school sports, so I really appreciate Mike and Tyler and the guys over at Butler Auto Sales. So Unitico is going to be kicking off the green here, and boy, what a picture-perfect night for some high school football.
I'm glad you told me to bring my sunglasses, because the sun is out and in my eyes.
It is a little windy out there. It's kind of a sneaky wind. As we were walking to the press box here, it was kind of a stiff wind. We'll see what happens with that here tonight. So again, Unitico will be kicking off to green. Squib kick right up the middle. This is going to be fielded by the Trojans at the 30, out to the 35, and then brought down at about the 36-yard line. And on the tackle there for Unitico was Destin Gessick. So green with the ball.
I'm glad nothing's changed in the 8-man game. Everybody squib kicks it.
Yeah.
I mean, I say that every time on the radio. I mean, maybe the NFL scouting some onside kickers in our 8-man league here in Section 4. I doubt it, but.
So Green will have the ball going. Hey, you never know. Green will have the ball going right to left. They are in the green tops with the white trim, the black pants, and the green helmet. Unitico is in the white tops with the green pants, the white trim, and the green helmet. So a lot of green on the field here tonight. So here are the Trojans on a 1st and 10. They'll go to Tristan Austin, tries to bounce it to the outside, turns the corner to the 35-40. Torrey Goo is able to get him with a shoestring tackle, but Austin's able to leak up and get to the 45 before getting out of bounds.
Surprise, surprise. Austin with the carry, 11-yard gain, first down. Trojans probably going to see a lot of Austin tonight, Nate, don't you think?
I think it might be the Tristan Austin for Green versus the Leo Temple for Unitico battle here tonight. There are key pieces on both sides, though, that will play a factor in this game, but I think those are the two big pieces.
Very different running backs, though. I mean, Austin, again, seems more of like a track type of athlete. He tries to get to the outside. Well, Temple's just going to run you over.
So here's Green with a first and 10 after that run by Austin. And it's going to be a QB keeper here for Josh Titus. And Unitego defense was right there. And a great job in the backfield to get a hand on him with Nate Ackerley. And then Leo Temple came up for the sack on Josh Titus.
Tried to use Austin as a decoy, but the quarterback couldn't get out around to the corner for Green Trojans. Pretty good loss there. But when you got a guy like Austin in the backfield, he can pick this loss up pretty quick.
Eight-man football here tonight on WCDO. I'm Nate Lull, joined by Rich Turnbull. 10:55 to go in this opening quarter, and we are scoreless between Green and Unitego. Our final football game of this season on the radio. This is the final weekend of the spring sports season, kind of that fall two, they were calling it, before we get into baseball, softball, and track. And so here is a run for Austin. He goes to the left side, up to the 45 to the 46, and a tackle there by Unitego. Destin Gesick was able to wrap him up. And Rich, another interesting thing here tonight is you're going to see Leo Temple chasing down Tristan Austin on defense, or at least trying to.
Yeah, I don't remember him much on defense when I watched them play against Unadilla Valley, probably because Unitego had the ball most of the time in that game.
Yeah, Leo is, I think he's almost as talented on the defensive side of the ball as he is on offense. And
he's coming out right now.
And he's going over to the bench here, but
maybe an equipment malfunction here. It doesn't look like he's hurt.
10 minutes to go in this first quarter. We are scoreless. Green on a third down and about 10 to go, right near midfield going right to left. Unitego trying to show some pressure. Titus is going to throw. Rolls out, dumps one over the middle. He's got a man, and this one is complete down to the 20, to the 15. Pass is complete as Titus hooks up for a long bomb to Wyatt Ingram.
Not only did he have one man, he had three guys. Three guys got behind the defensive backs for Unitego. That's going to be something Unitego's going to want to work on, or that's going to be open all night long. He had three guys wide open.
9:50 to go in this first quarter. We are scoreless, but Green is on the march in the red zone now, down to about the 13-yard line here for the Trojans. And that's one thing, when we saw Green a couple of weeks ago against UV, they've proven that they can throw the ball, and that's a big weapon at times.
That was a good tight spiral for the quarterback for Green. Nice throw.
So here is Titus again under center. Austin is in the backfield. They're going to pitch it to him, a run to the right side, and Green trying to get some blocks for him. They do, and Austin is going to be in for a Trojans touchdown with 9:24 to go in this first quarter.
He made a nice little move there, a little sidestep around Notorious Goo to get in for the touchdown. But boy, I have a feeling Austin's going to have a good night tonight on senior night. Is he a senior? He is a senior.
Yeah, 10 yards.
This is his night.
A 10-yard TD run. Yeah, this is his night. I'm sure that the Trojans do not want to lose here on their home field on this last game of the season. And so 9:24 to go in this first quarter, and an early touchdown for the Trojans, and it looks like they'll be going for two here. Waiting for the snap, Titus is in the shotgun. Off his right hip is Austin, wants the throw into the flat, finds Austin again, turns the corner, lunges forward. Did he get it? No official signal yet.
They're not going to give it to him.
Yeah,
looks like he was down. He was tackled before the goal line, so no two-point conversion. Little dump-off pass to him, it didn't work.
So a 6-0 lead for Green. We'll take a 30-second break. 9:24 to go first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
9:24 to go in the first quarter. It's a 6-0 lead for Green over Unitego after that 10-yard touchdown run for Tristan Austin. And the two-point conversion was no good, so now Green will be kicking off, and we'll see Unitego on offense for the first time here tonight. Kind of a low, kind of knuckleball kick fielded by Torrey Goo at the 20. He's going to run it back out, tries to turn the corner to about the 29 to the 30 before he is tackled there. Nice job by the Trojans to come up, and that was Quentin Pazino making the tackle.
Well, I got Leo Temple directly across from me. It looks like the trainer, someone's putting a bandage on his arm. He's going to come back in the game, but they're going to be without him for the first series here as they're taping up his arm pretty good. But I'm guessing maybe a little blood, and the referee told him to come out.
Yeah, one of those things, got to just go over and you're out until maybe you can get a bandage on that. So
advantage Green on this, I would think, though, without your big bruising running back, they run right up the middle.
And this is so tough, you got to think that Unitigo, yeah, I think they're going to take a timeout here. You got to think they've probably tried to set this whole first series based around maybe having Leo, who's now jogging back over to the huddle here. So we're going to pause for 30 seconds again. Green leads 6-0. We'll be right back on CDO.
Matt's Auto of Otigo is proud to support local high school sports on WCDO. Matt's Auto is just outside of Otigo on County Road 7. Matt's Auto provides quality general service and repair. They can do it all. Oil changes, brakes, tires, tune-ups, suspension work, engine repair, and they offer computer diagnostic testing. Matt's Auto has been in business since 1994 and is a local shop you can trust. Call 988-9264. That's 988-9264. Or stop by on County Road 7. Matt's Auto of Otigo. 988-9264.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
So after the timeout, Ego does hand off, and they will go to Leo Temple there. And so Temple with a very nice job to run up the middle there for about 5 yards, so a second down, well, maybe even six, so about a second and three to go.
He's tough. He just looked kind of like the rough and tough running back, just going to power his way through the line here. He's fun to watch, though. He's a good football player. He's fun to watch.
Green leads Unitigo 6-0 with 8:40 to go in the first quarter, and now the snap is long and it's loose on the grass, and it looks like Green is going to come up with that. And it went behind Logan Utter, the quarterback, and he was wisely just trying to fall on it there and take the loss of yards, but it popped out from underneath him, and Green is going to recover there.
That's a tough break. At the break on the first play, they had trouble with the snap, and then on the second play, they had trouble with the snap. Something Unitigo is going to have to work on. That's great field for position for Green, and if Unitigo can't work on the snaps, it's going to be a long night.
I believe it could have been Jarrett Ludoff who came up with that ball off the bottom of the pile there. It was a flurry of green jerseys there. But either way, this is fantastic field position for the Trojans. With 8:37 to go in the first quarter, they're right on the Unitigo 20-yard line again. Temple comes busting through and brings down Tristan Austin in the backfield. So the Unitigo defense trying to make a stand.
I guess the thought is if my running back or my quarterback can't hand me the ball, I'm just going to go after the ball on defense here.
Yeah.
That's what Temple does. He's all over the place. I keep on saying it, but I like watching him play.
8:15 to go in this first quarter. Green leads Unitigo 6-0. It is Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you on WCDO tonight. Also on WCDOsports.com, our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. So this will be a second down and about 11, maybe 12 to go as Green is backed up to about the 25-yard line. As they go right to left, they're in Unitigo territory. Titus wants to throw, and the Unitigo defense is right there to bring him down. Titus tried to pitch it at the last moment as the defense was coming through. Jerome Stanton was able to tie him up for Unitigo.
I'm guessing that's going to be intentional grounding or in the grass. Do they still have that call in football? In the grass, maybe? He looked like he was down when he threw the ball.
Exactly, yeah. He just kind of let go of that thing. And well, after that fumble recovery, Green so far on this drive is going in the wrong direction with 7:47 to go in the first.
5-yard penalty, whatever they call that. They didn't give us a signal up here, but it's going to be about third and forever.
Yeah, this is a third down and about, I would say, 20 to go.
Third in Jenny Gantlett?
Yeah.
Something like that?
Ball back out to the 32. I wonder how many people got that.
Third in Jenny Gantlett? Yeah. I don't know. It's a great golf course. I've never been there.
I got it. I like it. So this is a third down at about 20 to go. So here is Titus in the shotgun and snaps the ball, and Green's going to go to the air. Titus steps up in the pocket. The pressure is there. They're after him. And, it looks like, this is a face mask on Unitigo. As Chris Price was coming in, and looked like he had him wrapped up, but he did grab a hold of that face mask.
You know it's bad when every official on the field throws their flag. Everybody knew that. Everybody saw it.
So a tough break there for Unitigo because it looked like the play really was not developing. So 7:40 to go in the first. Green leads 6-0 over Unitigo.
Is that going to be enough for the first?
And so this is going to march Green all the way up to about the 16-yard line. So this is third and about five to go. So a lot better than third and Jenny Gantlett. That's for sure.
I would say this is definitely in Austin's territory here, right? Because he's averaging about 5 yards a carry here. So if you can't give the ball to Austin twice in a row here and get 5 yards, something's not right for Green. So I would expect something from him right now.
7:37 to go, first quarter. Here's Titus under center. Austin is the lone runner in the backfield. Titus is going to throw again, flushed out of the pocket, lost one up to the back of the end zone, and incomplete. He was looking for Wyatt Ingram just off his outstretched hands, and now a fourth down coming up.
They must have seen something in the tape this week because Green seems to want to go to the air a lot. They've been dropping back to pass, and you know they scored the touchdown on that. That guy was wide open too in that play, but just no room in the end of the end zone.
Or do you have that much faith in Austin that, hey, we'll take a shot at the end zone through the air, because even on fourth and five, we know we can give it to Austin.
Maybe. I mean, I guess he's probably good for 5 yards. I mean, I'm guessing they saw something. These guys have been wide open in the backfield. I'm guessing they maybe see a weakness in the defensive backs. That would be my guess. But, hey, you've been doing the radio longer than me.
Right? Well, we always joke on the radio that that's why we're up here and not on the sideline. So 7.5 to go in the first quarter. Green leading 6-0. Here's a 4th and 5. They're on the Unitego 16. They're going to go to the air again into the end zone looking for Austin. He comes down with it, and that is a touchdown. He got behind the defense and hauls it in for a catch.
Yeah, tripped on the right side, but then Austin came out of the backfield and caught the touchdown for them. Good play by the Green Trojans to go up 12-0.
So a 16-yard TD catch, and that was not an easy catch. The Unitego defense was right there. Austin had to leap for it and came down with it back in that left corner of the end zone. So Green now leads 12-0 with 7:23 to go in the second quarter, and they're going to go for two here once again after they were unsuccessful on their first try.
Last time on the two-point conversion, they went to the right side with a running play to Austin. Let's see if they go with something different here.
And so Austin is the lone runner in the backfield. Ingram is split out wide to the right, waiting for the snap, dropping back. Titus wants to throw, drills one over to Austin. He coughed it up, and the two-point conversion is no good. Destin Gesick was there to break up that play. So 7:23 to go in the first. We'll step away for 30 seconds. It is Green 12, Unitego nothing on WCDO.
This year, switch to Morabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Morabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Morabito, where our people make energy different.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 at AM 1490, WCDO.
7:23 to go in the first quarter as Green leads 12-0. Over Unitego, so that fumble is costly for Unitego as Green is able to cash in. So Tristan Austin up to his usual tricks. He's got two touchdowns so far in this first quarter, one a 10-yard run and one a 16-yard TD catch. So the Trojans will be kicking off. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com. It's fielded by the Trojans. And running it back to about the 30-yard line here is Michael Wheeler before he is brought down. We really have not seen much from Unitego on offense because they really have had, those two plays so far?
Yeah, the one play we were at break, and the second play they fumbled, so that we haven't had much to call for Unitego on the offensive side. Hopefully we can get something going here, maybe get the ball into Temple's hands, and we'll see a ball game.
7:15 to go in the first quarter, a 12-0 lead for Green over Unitego, the last game of the Fall 2 season. Both these teams have had a really good season here playing local eight-man football. And this is a good showdown to end the spring season. So here on a first down, they're going to go to Leo Temple. Bowls his way up the middle, and there's Temple rumbling across the 35 to the 36. Good for about 7 yards.
Took the whole, basically the entire Green team to tackle him on that play. And Temple gets his typical 7-8 yards. Yeah, he must have really good endurance to just be able to do this all game, all day long.
Well, knock on wood here, but... You know, in past years, Leo has always kind of been bitten by the injury bug.
Oh, okay.
And this year he has been able to have a full season, and it's been really refreshing to see because once he gets, in shape and he gets going, he's a lot of fun to watch, as we've seen over the last couple of weeks. So here is the 2nd down and 3. They're going to hand it right back off to Temple. Good for a 1st down. Bowls his way across the 40 to the 41.
Just kind of grinding football here, what we expect. They've had two good snaps. Looking in the good direction here for Unitego.
6.5 to go in the first quarter. It's a 12-0 lead for Green over Unitego. And the Spartans trying to maybe put one in the end zone on this drive as they now go left to right. They have the white tops with the green pants and the green helmets here tonight. Again, Green with the black pants the green tops and the green helmets.
Temple's joined in the backfield with pitcher. We haven't seen much of him. Let's see what he can do here.
And now it looks like the ball might be on the turf off the snap there for Logan Utter. And I believe, was Green able to jump on that again?
Yeah, Green pulled number 8, it looks like, came up with the football.
Yeah, Ingram off the bottom of the pile is able to come up with that ball. So 6:03 to go in this first quarter. And the second fumble for Unitigo turns out to be costly again. And here's Green right back with the ball on the Unitigo 41-yard line.
I don't think we've seen the ball past the 50-yard line for Unitigo at all. So we've been kind of playing on the left side of the field the entire game here so far.
And the last time we saw them, their offense looked really, really good against UV up on your turf in Norwich. And so those guys just trying to get on the same page here. Here's Titus on a first down, wants to throw again over the middle. This one is through the hands of his intended receiver and incomplete with 5:55. He was going for Ingram there. Here to go in this first quarter. It's still a 12-0 lead for Green.
I am definitely going with my philosophy. They have thrown the ball way, way more than I expected, and they must have seen something in the tape during this week to prepare for the game. They're throwing on every down, Nate. You don't see this in high school football. It's exciting.
When we saw Green against UV a couple of Saturdays ago, yeah, they were primarily on the ground.
They're just mixing it up. It's fun to watch. There's nobody in the backfield right now.
5:55 to go in this first quarter. Yeah, they have Tristan Austin split out to the right wing side. And here's the QB keeper for Titus. He'll run it up the middle, and he's smacked after about 3 yards. But this is third down and pretty manageable, about 5, maybe 4 to go.
I mean, last time I said you'd probably give it to Austin here, but he threw it for a 20-yard touchdown. So who knows what's going on out there today.
I will say that one team that I've really enjoyed watching during this Fall 2 season is Delhi. They love to throw the ball all over the field. They're taking on Sydney tomorrow. That game is at Delhi at 1:30. And, boy, there are a lot of fun to watch. So that should be a fun matchup tomorrow between the Bulldogs and the Warriors. We'll see if Sydney can slow down Delhi. 5:20 to go in this first quarter. Waiting for the snap again for Titus on a third down and about 4 to go. Titus going to hand it off to Tristan Austin. Bounces to the outside, left side. Unitigo is there, wraps him up, and they'll bowl him out of bounds. He's short of the first down. Jacob Pitcher was on the tackle.
Now, this is the interesting play call, right? Unitigo got the stop they needed, so it's 4th and about 5. What's Green going to do here? You know, they've been throwing the ball a lot. Will they go back to the air? You would think so here, but you have Austin in the back. I mean, you can just give it to him and hope for the best.
On that last 4th down, they fooled us, went back to the air.
Right.
And as I said in the pregame, there is a little bit of a wind here tonight, kind of a swirling wind.
It
kind of goes in and out, but we're going to have a timeout in the meantime so these teams can talk about it. With 5:07 to go in this first quarter, Green leads 12-0, a 4th down when we come back on WCDO.
The folks from Butts Concrete of Masonville proudly support local high school sports on WCDO and wish our local teams the very best this season. Butts Concrete manufactures many different types of precast concrete products, including septic tanks, stairs, catch basins, sidewalk pavers, and much more. Plus, they do residential and commercial septic and sewer cleaning. Just call 265-2887. That's 265-2887 for Butts Concrete and Septic Cleaning Services on Church Street in Mason. Masonville, a proud supporter of high school sports on WCDO.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back. Just over 5 minutes to go in this first quarter on a beautiful spring afternoon here in Green. It's the Green Trojans and the Unitigo Spartans in 8-man football on WCDO. Green with a 12-0 lead, and they are marching again, but this is a 4th and about 4, maybe 5 to go on the Unitigo 36-yard line. Waiting for the snap, Titus is going to pitch it, goes to Austin. He's going to throw. Austin throws. He's got a wide-open receiver to Ingram. Good for a first down. He's tackled inside the 5 by Destin Gesick, but a little trickery there. And a nice job by the Trojans.
Just draw that right up from the Madden, right? You use that play in Madden football, you think it's going to work out here, so just let's go for it, right?
They must have worked on that one, but that was a great time out there. And just,
what is that, the halfback hawk option?
Yeah.
I mean, you got to think that they're if it's wide open on that side, they're going to let Austin run the ball there, but he opted to throw the ball for a 30-yard game.
Yeah, 30-yard game, and Ingram again right there for a great completion. So 4:40 to go in this first quarter. Green is knocking on the door once again. Here's the snap. They'll pitch to the outside for Austin. Austin's going to cruise and cut back in, and he stands up, and he is in for six, and Austin scores his third touchdown of the first quarter.
He's doing it all tonight. He's throwing the ball. He's running the ball. He's all over the place. It's senior night for the Austin kid here in green tonight.
4.5 to go in this first quarter, and it has been all green Trojans so far here tonight. Those two fumbles have been costly for Unitigo. We'll see if maybe they can get back in this game. But Unitigo going for two here. Or excuse me, Green going for two as they lead Unitigo by a score of 18-0. Waiting for the snap, Titus in the shotgun. He'll pitch to Austin. Austin again trying to turn the corner, and this time he is in as he breaks the plane, and Green has a 20-0 lead over Unitigo with 4.5 to go in the first quarter. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Did you know Sidney Tire is a full-service, one-stop car care center? For wheel alignments, exhaust systems, brake work, front-end repair, oil changes, New York State inspections, as well as expert tire service, Sidney Tire does it all. So join your neighbors and friends and become a satisfied customer for all of your auto service and tire needs at Sidney Tire, Route 7, 1 mile east of Sidney toward Unadilla. Stop in today or call 563-2828 for Sidney Tire and Auto Service Center.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4.5 to go in the first quarter, and it is three touchdowns for Tristan Austin, and Green leads Unitigo by a score of 20-0. Nate Lull and Rich Turnbull on WCDO tonight and WCDOsports.com. Jim Tomeo is our in-game producer back in our Sydney Main Street studios. Our last football game of the spring season.
I think if you're Unitigo here, you just want to get something going. You want to get a little momentum going, try to get some points on the scoreboard, try to slow Green down. You just want to get maybe two or three, four plays in a row, just consistent good plays. It's just they haven't been able to get that good transfer from the center to the quarterback. I mean, it's not Kyle Reese and Mike Christie here now, is it?
So here's the kick, and Torrey Gu is going to have to chase this one back all the way to about the 15-yard line, as that was a hot potato there for a minute. Gu's got some room now. Cuts back out to the 30. Gu has got an open daylight here to the 50. Gu's got one man to beat. He's at the 30. Cuts back down to the 20 and is brought down there. So that's about an 80-yard return for Notorious Gu.
Well, maybe that's what the doctor ordered. Just run it back 80 yards. Let's see what we can do now. Get a couple good transitions here and good snaps, and maybe the Unitigo can get on the scoreboard.
He had trouble fielding the initial kickoff and had to chase it back about 20 yards. Looked like he was dead to rights, and all of a sudden he came sprinting out of the pile, and he just kind of ran out of gas at about the 20 there.
I think when you run 80 yards like that and everybody's chasing you, you're going to run out of gas probably.
And so Ingram was able to hustle back and trip him up, but Unitigo with 4:15 to go in the first quarter, they've got life. They're in the red zone going left to right at the green 18-yard line. So here is Logan Utter, the sophomore quarterback who has shown a lot of promise this year. Loved watching him against UV. He's going to hand it off here to Leo Temple. Temple to the outside, trying to cut it back to the 10, to the 5, and Leo is in for a Unitigo touchdown. And one play on this drive after that big return, and Unitigo's on the board.
I like the call by the Unitigo coaching staff to go into the shotgun set there. You know, maybe avoid that fumble-rooski problem that they're having. Go right to the shotgun set and get the ball to Temple. Nice play by Unitigo.
So Temple says, not so fast, I'm going to get my touchdowns here tonight as well. And with 4:07 to go in this first quarter, it's Green 20 and Unitigo 6. We might be in for a burn burner here tonight.
I always like how many points they score in eight-man football. It's exciting, fun football. It seems like backyard football to me.
So here's Unitigo going for the two-point conversion. They'll fake the handoff there to Temple. Utter runs to the outside, and he's going to run out of real estate here, and he is brought down by the Green defense. And so the two-point conversion is no good. 4:07 to go in the first. It's Green 20 and Unitigo 6. We'll be back on WCDO.
Thinking of remodeling your home or office and not sure where to begin? You need the contracting experts, Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From frame to finish, Cohen and Fraser Builders can meet all your contracting needs. Garages, decks, siding, and additions, plus full plumbing, heating, and electrical work. At Cohen and Fraser Builders, they see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426 for Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
FM
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
4:07 to go in the first quarter, and our score is Green 20 and Unitigo 6. That touchdown there by Leo Temple, about a 15-yard run after an 80-yard run back on the kickoff by Torrey Goose. So Unitigo, let's see if that maybe shifts some momentum over to their side late in this first quarter, as both teams have been, well, filling it up here with the big plays. So Green 20, Unitigo 6, and the Spartans will kick off. Maybe we'll see what kind of a kick we get here. You never know in this this eight-man game. See if Unitigo maybe has any tricks up their sleeve. Torrey Goo doing the kicking, and he is going to send it short here, but it did not go the 10 yards. And so everyone's just going to stay away from this one. Unitigo doesn't know if they should touch it. Green doesn't know if they should touch it. And with 4:07 to go in the first, that's where Green is going to take over. Great field position near midfield.
No one knew what to do on that one. The referees didn't know. Did we throw a flag on this? Did we call it a dead? What do we do here?
Well, it was a great idea. It just rolled about 5 yards instead of the 10.
It's got to go 10. It can't go 5. Did it even go 5 yards? It might have gone 4.
Yeah, it might have gone 4. It just kind of took a curve the wrong way there if you're a Spartans fan. So this is going to give the Trojans a really good field position. They're in Unitigo territory at about the 46-yard line.
You got to think Unitigo got the touchdown they wanted. You just got to get a stop here. You got to maybe key on Austin and get a stop and hope for the best here and get back on the scoreboard.
So the Trojans, again, going right to left. Here is Josh Titus in the shotgun set, standing on the Trojans logo at midfield. He'll hand one off to Tristan Austin, breaks through the pile, but is brought down by that Unitigo defense. Nate Ackerley was there again for the tackle.
Not much there. Good play by Unitigo. Second and maybe a loss there. Second and 11 now.
Unitigo does really seems kind of keyed up to go after Austin here tonight. When Austin has had the ball, they've really been tracking him. Maybe that's another reason they thought, hey, let's try to go to the air.
They've been going to the air a lot. I would think they're going to go back to the air here. So, I mean, they throw the ball well, Green does, so why not?
Yeah, Titus, like you said, a nice spiral, a good ball. And with 3.5 to go in this first quarter, a second down and 11 to go for the Trojans. Waiting for the snap here. And they'll pitch it again to Austin, this time in front of his own bench on the left side. Cuts back to the 45, to the 41, and a big tackle there by Leo Temple. And those two right. Going toe-to-toe right there.
Running back meet running back, and they gave each other a little pat on the way out. So they must know each other and give each other respect. Boy, they're both two good football players.
3rd and 5 now for Green, with 3 minutes to go in the first quarter. Ball at the 41-yard line. So this is a big set here for Unitigo. I think, like you said, if they could get a stop after that score, would give them some momentum. But Green has really done a good job of marching the ball down the field so far here tonight.
You think maybe four down territory here, though, for Green, possibly.
That's
true. You never know.
Here's Titus. We'll pitch to the right side. Unitigo coming hard on defense. Can they bring Austin down? Yes, they do. Well done there by the Unitigo defense. Want to see who comes off the bottom of that pile there. Yeah, Jacob Ryan came up and made a nice tackle there for the Spartans. 4th down.
You know, you've seen this a lot. I've seen this a lot in A-Man. Are they going to do this possible punt option type play that they do? I know Unadilla Valley did it a few times. They seem to be putting in a lot of different personnel here, so it looks like they're going to punt. Looks like Austin's their punter. Well, he might have an option on this, Nate.
Yeah, you could definitely see that. Waiting for the snap as Austin is standing back. This is a 4th down at about 10, and so Austin is going to punt it away. Unitigo is bringing some pressure. Austin with a good punt. This one's going to roll all the way down, and wow, this is right down to the 1 yard line.
This kid can do it all. He can punt it to the 1. What a beautiful punt.
That just died on about the 10 and then rolled to the 1, and they downed it right there. Unbelievable.
What doesn't this kid do? I mean, is this kid a track athlete? Is he going to do the high jump at halftime?
1:50 to go in the first quarter, and Unitigo is staring at about 99 yards if they want to get back in the end zone here, trailing 20-6.
This is tougher because a lot of their plays are Leo Temple based, and he likes to go right up the middle. So you got to think that Green's going to probably just, you know, pack the box here and probably key on Temple and, you know, looking for a safety.
Yeah.
Blitz here, right, for the Green Trojans.
Not a lot of real estate to work with if you're Unitigo. You got to try to get one play here to get some field behind you. Big play here for Logan Utter. Again, the sophomore QB wants to hand off, goes to Leo Temple. He says, I'll get you some real estate. rumbles forward for about 5 yards. 1:40 to go here in this first quarter.
That was a good play. What Unitigo wanted to do, there's just get a little bit more room. You know, you're kind of maybe nervous as a Unitigo fan because you've had a lot of fumbles with the transition here, and you can't go to that shotgun set probably because that gets you in the end zone. So, you know, you're kind of treading on thin ice right here for Unitigo.
1:18, clock is moving. They trail 20-6 on the road at Green in the final game of the high school football season. Again, they're going to hand off to Temple, and breaking through the line, are they going to drag him in? Boy, right on the goal line there. Temple was brought down by Austin as well as a host of other Green tacklers with a minute to go.
And this is a tough spot for Unitigo because you got to get some yardage here to give your punter some room to punt if you're going to even have a fourth down. So this is a key play. You got to get some yardage here.
Yeah, this is a third down, and I would say about 8 to go. 40 seconds left. Clock is moving. I think Unitigo's going to have to get one more playoff here.
Yeah, they only got about a differential of maybe 12 seconds.
Yeah, 10 on the play clock
actually
right 20
now. 20 seconds, right.
And so this could be the last play of the first quarter, and it could be a big one. Waiting for the snap. It's going to be a direct snap right to Leo Temple. And again, he hits the pile hard, but is brought down by the Trojans. Maybe picks up a yard or two.
They're just trying to give their punter some room. That was, you know, you don't want to mess up a fumble there. You know, they're going to talk about it here. I would imagine they're punting away.
So fourth down when we come back, but at the end of the first quarter, it's Green 20 and Unitigo 6. We'll be right back on WCDO.
For over 90 years, Bainbridge Memorial Works has served the Tri-County area and beyond with the highest quality and most personal service. Gary and Lindsay Gifford proudly continue this family tradition, providing expert workmanship without pressure. They offer a large inventory of granite monuments and markers, as well as cemetery lettering and cleaning services. Family owned and operated since 1927, Bainbridge Memorial Works is open year-round at 92 North Main Street in Bainbridge. Call 967-3986 or visit BainbridgeMemorialWorks.com. Bainbridge Memorial Works. Our guarantee lasts a lifetime.
Brown's Pharmacy at 225 Main Street in Unadilla is not only your one stop for all of your pharmaceutical needs, but Brown's also carries Burt's Bees products, cards, candy, Nature's Bounty vitamins, over-the-counter and prescription drugs, and more. Small in size, but large in healthcare products for you and your family. It's Brown's Pharmacy, Main Street in Unadilla. Open Monday through Friday, 8 to 5:30, and Saturdays, 8 to 1.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
And welcome back, everyone. It is Nate Lowell and Rich Turnbull with you tonight on WCDO and WCDOsports.com, our web stream brought to you by SFCU. Start of the second quarter in Green, and the Trojans lead the Unitigo Spartans by a score of 20-6. A fourth down as we flip ends of the field.
And, this is when they wish the referees wish that Green had golf carts for them.
Yes.
They didn't want to go the whole length.
And so Unitigo will be punting out of their own end zone, it looks like here. It's not a lot of room to work with.
And Leo Temple, the punter as well, he's in the backfield.
So this is a fourth and about 7 to go. Looks like Leo will be doing the punting here. Here's the snap. Leo gets one off. It's a line drive. Bounces out to about the 45-yard line. Good little roll there for Unitigo. And Logan Utter will down it there. So Green is going to have the ball again here in Unitigo territory. Boy, Rich, they have just had fantastic field position all afternoon here.
I think Green has started on Unitigo side every possession. I can't remember one where they haven't. And Green's really capitalized on every one. I mean, except the last time, I think they've scored on every possession, haven't they?
Yeah, Green, up until that last possession, has really done a good job of putting in the end zone as Tristan Austin, 3 touchdowns so far here tonight. Of course, he's one of their big studs. So 20-6 is the score. It's Green Trojans leading Unitigo as the sun continues to set here on the turf in Green. And now the Trojans going left to right. Here is Titus in the shotgun, wants to hand it off to Tristan Austin, runs to the outside left side at the 40. We do have a flag on the play. Good for a first down before he runs out of bounds at about the 34-yard line, but we do have a flag on the play.
That's an interesting spot for a flag. The flag is on the exact opposite side of where the play went. So it's probably holding, I would guess?
Yeah, Coach Gorton doesn't look pleased.
Oh, no, it's a false start.
So he was making sure he gave some instructions to a few of his players. So
that must have been a legal motion, sorry.
That,
I didn't interrupt you.
No, you're good. That run by Austin comes back.
I didn't take radio etiquette 101. I shouldn't talk over top of the play-by-play guy, right?
Well, I guess, you know, play-by-play guy runs the show around here, right?
So. Yeah, so I'll just be quiet.
11:40 to go in the second quarter. It's a 20-6 game as Green with the lead, again, 20-6.
I'm guessing Coach Gorton was upset because that came in pretty late, that flag did.
So this will be a first down and 15 to go right at midfield. Titus feeling the pressure is brought down by that Unitico defense as Dylan Burns came crashing through for the sack.
They were trying to use Austin as a decoy and then bring the quarterback Titus through behind him and using Austin as a lead blocker. It just didn't work out for the Green Trojans. So you got to be happy right now for Unitico, right? Second and 12?
Yeah, second down and about 12 to go. Clock is moving. 11:10 to go in the second quarter. Our score is Green 20 and Unitico 6. Eight-man football action here tonight. This Green defense trying to hold strong and keep this team in the game and give their offense another opportunity to put some more points on the board. So here it is on a second down. They're going to pitch to Austin. He wants to throw again. A high spiral up into the afternoon sky, and we're going to have a flag on the play. I believe it's going to be pass interference against the Spartans.
The Spartan defender didn't let the Green. He kind of impeded him from letting him come back to the ball. That's probably what they're going to call there. So, but this isn't like the pros. They don't get the actual yardage right. It's just going to be a 15-yard play.
Ingram was not wide open again. Unitico did have good coverage on him, but kind of some tugging and some pushing and shoving there, and the flag came out.
Yeah, so they're calling it. Oh, they're calling it on Green.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Okay, that's why we're up here.
Well, I mean, there was a lot of jockeying back and forth.
Oh, wait, now they're calling. They're calling two penalties here. So they're going to offset.
So let's see where this spot ends up here.
I don't know if I've ever seen a referee call two different penalties in two different spots. He called a holding on Green in one spot, and then he went up the field and called a play on the Unitico. What?
So the ball is going to come back to the 45 here.
I don't get it. I need a rule book, Nate. Give me a rule book.
Second down at about 10 to go.
I don't think Coach Gorton gets it either. He's kind of walking away.
Yeah, now the officials are actually going to get together and have a little conference here. We've had this a few times this year on the radio where there's been some confusing calls. We haven't seen a signal. And, boy, we had about a five-minute break one night in BG where Ed and I just we had no idea what was going on.
And then the other referee on the far side is going to go tell Unitico what's going on. Can think they'll send somebody up to us? Probably not. Too far of a walk.
Well, this is where it is handy in the pros with the microphones and all those type of things. But the way this is going to work out is going to be a second down and 10 right back at the 45. So I think those things pretty much just offset right there. And so here is Austin. He's going to get the handoff from Titus. Bounces to the left side, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and out to about the 40. So third down and about 6 to go. Had to run a lot of extra yards just to get that 4.
Austin got kind of bounced back 5 yards, and then he just went into a second gear and just put his head down and ran as hard as he could. And he got about 5 yards at the end.
So back to that pass play. It looks like both guys were penalized for the pushing and shoving as Ingram tried to get open down there.
And they went back to that kind of half-back toss option type of play for Austin to throw or run the ball.
10:20 to go, second quarter. Our score is Green 20, Unitico 6. Big third down here for Green. They are at the Unitico 40. They'll hand it off to Austin. He's in the backfield. Can he get away from the defense? They're coming hard for him, and they're going to knock him out of bounds. And only good for about a yard, as that was Temple as well as Jacob Ryan on the tackle for the Spartans.
Unitigo's been keying on Austin very, very well. Maybe this is the reason why Green threw the ball a lot in the beginning. Maybe they saw something in the tape that Unitigo stops the run very well.
Fourth down now and 6 to go for Green. It looks like they're going to go for it here. The 20-6 lead ball is on the Unitigo 41. So can the Spartans hold up?
I mean, if you could get Austin to pin him in there again, why wouldn't you pump? But, I mean, I guess when you got a good athlete in the backfield, you take your chances here in eight-man football.
So it's going to be an empty backfield again. Titus, the QB, is in the shotgun. Austin is split out. Two wide receivers to the right side. We got a flag on the play here. and it came from the referee in the back here behind the Unitigo defense.
Oh, I know that call. That is delay of game. I know that signal. So, this is probably going to make they're going to change their plans now, I'd imagine. They're going to have Austin punt this one away.
So it does look like Austin will be punting this one away. Maybe just trying to draw Unitigo off there on that last little set.
That was in the first chapter of the playbook that I read. Delay of game.
Here is the snap and the punt for Tristan Austin. Kind of a tornado of a ball here. Rolls down to about the 25 and downed there. So the Unitigo defense holds strong with 9:55 to go in the second quarter. They trail Green 20-6 here on the road.
Just what the doctor ordered for Unitigo, getting the ball back. They have a little bit more room now, so if they could put together a good run here, Nate, we're going to get right back in the ball game. Every game we've called together, it's usually a blowout either way, so I would like to have a good game.
You know, we've just kind of been unlucky with the games that we've had on the radio this year in that some of those games have just kind of gotten away from one team or another.
You say it much more poetically than me.
So we haven't had a very close game on the air yet this year, and I always try to make sure I'm picking games that I think could be close, and it just hasn't worked out so far. And so here is a first down for Logan Utter. He's going to have to turn the corner and make something out of nothing there. Tackled about the 33, and yeah, I think that was a late hit on Green. Utter fumbled the ball off the snap, was able to pick it up and run, and I think it was a late tackle there on the Trojans.
He ran about 30 yards to the opposite side of the field and got about 8 yards, and he's going to get more on the penalty, it looks like. So good play by the quarterback, Utter, sophomore quarterback for Unitigo Spartans. He's a good player. We saw him playing up in Norwich. He throws a good ball, too, when he has the opportunity.
Well, like Coach McCroney told us that afternoon up in Norwich, he really likes Logan because he's like a sponge. He said, you give him something to work on, he's going to do it. He wants to learn it, and he learns it very quickly. So I think the future is bright for Logan Utter at the QB position here for Unitigo. So after that penalty, this is going to give Unitigo a first down right at midfield. So good play there by Utter to get some extra yards. Snap was low, but he does hand it off to Leo Temple. Temple's got some running room now to the 40, bounces to the outside. They're in Green territory to the 30. Temple looking for a block here, gets outside, still on his feet, and rolls into the end zone. A 50-yard touchdown run for Leo Temple.
What a great decision by Temple to wait for his blocker to come back and pick up that last block for for Green. He picked up the last guy. Temple just kind of like stopped and waited for the guy to block the other guy, because it looked like from up here, Nate, that he was going to have an illegal block, like him block in the back, but Temple stopped and let his guy block him. That was a really smart play.
Very patient running there by Leo Temple, and you thought he was going to get brought down at maybe the 20 or the 10, but he just kept going.
Oh, I like it. We got a game on our hands now. This is going to be fun.
9.5 to go in the second quarter. It's Green 20, Unitigo 12. The Spartans going for two here, and the running back showdown is on. It's like an Old West showdown here between Austin and Leo Temple.
You got to like it, but Austin has a few more tricks up in his sleeve, right?
Yeah.
He's got the passing game going tonight.
Here's the two-point conversion, and they're going to hand one off. Diving for the line, coming up short, there was J.D. Stockard, so they can't get in for two. 9.5 to go, second quarter, it's Green 20, Unitigo 12. We'll be back on WCDO.
Protect what matters most. Preferred Mutual Insurance Company is committed to delivering superior insurance products and unsurpassed customer service. We offer property and casualty insurance products to meet the personal and business needs of our customers through independent agents in our communities. Preferred Mutual has been proudly serving our agents and policyholders since 1896. Visit us online at preferredmutual.com. Preferred Mutual is a proud supporter of student athletes in our community.
FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO in Sydney, Bainbridge, and Unadilla.
9.5 to go in the second quarter, and after that Leo Temple 50-yard touchdown run, our score is Green 20 and Unitigo 12 with 9.5 to go in the second quarter. It's Nate Lowe and Rich Turnbull with you there, and Rich, another great run by Leo Temple.
Really, what the key to all this is Unitigo finally got a couple stops. They stopped Green, and now, you know, they're starting to get their offense going a little bit, and we got ourselves a game, Nate.
Yeah, this is exciting. It was Green with a 20-0 lead, but two touchdowns by Unitigo has gotten them back into this contest here. An 8-man football showdown, our last game of the season on the radio, as this is the last weekend of the fall 2 season. And so now Unitego will be kicking off to Green, who will be going left to right. And this time Tori Gu will send a little bouncing ball, and it's going to be fielded by Green at the 45. It was a line drive, but a good job there by the Trojans. Just want to look up here. That was Quentin Pizzino, who was able to grab onto that and hold on.
I'm just going to throw this out there. I don't think a lot of these eight-man schools that I've been watching out there this year have a budget for special teams. You don't see a lot of special team stuff. There's just a lot of squib kicks and stuff like that, you know. Maybe it's just a Central New York thing. Maybe we just don't kick the ball off up here.
Well, I would imagine, too, and I've never done it, but I would think kicking that ball and getting it to go right where you want it to go, it's got to be a hard thing, right?
Oh, I think we could get you to do it, Nate, right? We can get a football on the tee. We could get this on Twitter.
Oh, boy. I might have just got myself in some hot water there. So here is Green with 9.5 to go in the second quarter. Going left to right, they're going to hand it off on first down to Tristan Austin. And nowhere to go. That Unitego defense was there. Nate Ackerley and Ryan Marshall on the tackle.
Good play by Unitego. Unitego's been playing some tough defense the last couple series here. And the defense is getting them back in the game. Got to like it.
9:10 to go in the second quarter. And our score is Green 20, Unitego 12. When I was there the other day, watching that soccer game, we talked about it during our pregame show. At the end of practice, Unitego got the tires out, and they were carrying the tires around and doing some real football drills. I said, you know, they're going to be ready. They're going to be ready for this game.
Okay, all right.
So 8:50 to go in the second quarter. Coach McCroney said, Nate, they're just trying to impress you, so don't worry about it. So here's Titus, wants to throw to the outside. Pass is incomplete as he had a man open but just overthrew him. That was a tough throw to Hunter Page.
He had the receiver wide open. And just kind of overthrew the receiver. So we got a third down and about 11 for the Trojans. And Unitego's holding strong on defense again.
8:42 to go in the second quarter. Our score is Green 20, Unitego 12. Green had a 20-0 lead, but Unitego seems to slowly be working their way back into this ball game. As this is, again, a third and 11, as Rich said, as Green is right about near midfield going left to right. Here is the snap to Titus. He's going to pitch it to Tristan Austin. Austin cuts back. He's got some space to work with now. There's that track speed to the 40, to the 35, before he's shoved out of bounds by J.D. Stockert. And a first down for the Trojans.
The key play there for the Austin kid is he cut back. He didn't go to the corner that time. A lot of times when he runs, he tries to beat the guy to the corner. That time he kind of cut back to the inside of the outside linebacker, and he really made the Spartans pay right there for, 30 yards?
Yeah, good pickup there, and they are across the 35 to about the 32 with 8.5 to go in the second quarter as the sun continues to set here in Green. Here is Titus on a first down. Green on the march once again. Here's the snap. He'll go to Austin. Austin stutter steps, goes to the left side, cuts it back again, but it's all Unitego right there. That defense sniffing him out. It was Ackerley and Marshall again for the Spartans.
You know, it seems like that Austin has more success when he runs to the right side of the field. When you think about earlier in the game, a lot of his good running plays were going to the right side, and that last play was the left. He didn't have much, but the play before, when he went to the right, he got about 30 yards. I'd like to see that broken down. I don't know if they have that, but he seems to run well to the right, and now he's got more of that side of the field here.
It's going to be a second down and 13 with 8 minutes to go in the second quarter. Green leading by a touchdown, 20-12. And
play clock's running down here for them.
Yeah, it's getting close here. This is 5 on the play clock. Can Titus get it off? He does with 2 seconds to go. Titus is going to swirl around and keep it. Quarterback keeper up the middle. Titus very close to a first down at the 20 before he is brought down. Boy, Jacob Ryan came flying in for a tackle there for the Spartans.
That was tough there by Nate Ackerley. He went head over tea kettle or whatever you call it. I don't even know you call that anymore. I can't say that probably on the radio, can I?
Well, I think you said it very well. That was right. Perfect.
He kind of went up. Actually, you call that de-cleated, right? But he was the tackler, so that doesn't make a lot of sense either.
So the ball is now at the 20, and Titus, I don't know if that was a design play or not, but he took off right away, and the pocket was collapsing on him. Good for a first down. Green keeps this drive going.
Good play by the quarterback, getting somebody else involved.
7:10 to go in the second quarter. Here is Titus, wants to throw again, whips one over the middle, and it's picked off here by Tori Gu right in the end zone. Gu's going to bring it out to the 10 before he's tackled there at about the 12-yard line. So an interception for Tori Gu.
Nice play. Just kind of underthrew his receiver, and Gu was standing right there at the goal line, got it. Now you got to think, if Unitico can score before the end of the half here, can they go 90 yards and score? I mean, you got to think they can with Leo Temple in the backfield.
And so with 6:58 to go in the second quarter, it is Green 20 and Unitico 12, and a key interception there by Torrey Goo. So here comes this Unitico offense once again. They've scored on their last two possessions. And so here's Temple in the backfield. They're going to hand it off to him. He'll hit the pile, moves it forward out to about the 20-yard line to give them some real estate to work with. And on that last drive, it was Temple with a 50-yard touchdown run.
You can kind of just feel the momentum changing here. Unitego seems to be playing with a lot more confidence, and Green's kind of looking around. What's going on? You can feel the momentum change.
You know, you wonder, with 6.5 to go here in this first quarter, Green had that 20-0 lead. It's easy to maybe take your foot off the gas a little bit. Still a lot of ball game left. Unitego trying to claw their way back in, but we've seen this Green team so many weapons. They can hurt you at any time. So here's the snap. They're going to go to Temple. Unitego with the ball. Austin tried to track him down and does, but not before Temple picks up about 5 yards on the play. It's going to be third and short.
Key play here for the Spartans. You got to move the yardsticks here. You got to keep the momentum going. You don't want to give the ball back to Green here and their side of the field with so many weapons, like you said. You got to get the first. Oh, they gave him the first down.
Oh, they did.
Okay, never mind, Rich. Never mind.
Well, at first, I agree with you. They hadn't flipped the marker, and then they just did move the chains. So good job there by Temple. I figured it was close, but
it didn't look like a first down up here. But hey, we're not. That's why we're up here.
Just under 6 minutes to go, and Utter is going to throw here on first down. Intended receiver was Jacob Pitcher. Falls incomplete.
You haven't seen a play like that for Unitego tonight. Something new out of the playbook. A little screen pass. Something you see in the NFL a lot, just kind of swinging it over there to the running back.
We know that Utter has a good arm, can throw the ball. In that game we did a few weeks ago with Unitego and UV, he was able to connect with Torrey Goo for a couple of nice long pass plays. So maybe Unitego's saving that for a little later in this game. We'll see. 5:54 to go in the second quarter. Second and 10 for Unitego as they go right to left. They are on the Green, their own 24-yard line, excuse me. So deep in their own territory. Utter is flushed out of the pocket, has nowhere to go, and is brought down in the backfield there by the Green defense. And that's a big loss on the play, as breaking through with Hunter Page for the Trojans.
You called it out, Nate. He was looking for Goo on that play, but Goo was covered by about two guys. And now you got a third and Jenny Ganfoot again.
Yeah. 5.5 to go here in the second quarter. Yeah, it's about third and 20, I would say.
20? You're probably right.
Yeah. Maybe a little more.
I'm not a math teacher. I'm a socialized teacher by trade, so you're probably right.
And so we'll see what happens here. But in the meantime, Unitego wants to talk it over. We're going to step away for 30 seconds. 5:16 to go in the second quarter here in Green. It's the Trojans leading Unitego 20-12.
This is the time of year that it's sometimes warm and sometimes cold. You might need furnace repair, or you might be thinking about installing a central air conditioning unit for the summer. Either way, it's time to call Kurt Gardner of Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney. Kurt can install, service, or repair furnaces, boilers, hot water heaters, and air conditioners. Not to mention air duct cleaning, plumbing, electrical work, and home repairs too. Call Superior Heating and Air Duct Cleaning of Sydney today at 349-0831. That's 349-0831.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
5:16 to go in the second quarter. Our score is Green 20 and Unitego 12. A third down and 20 to go, as Unitego is still in their own end on about their own 20-yard line. And here is a fumble by Utter. He's able to pick it up. And can he get something out of nothing here? Utter runs to the outside and bowls his way across the 20 up to about the 25. It looked like, boy, he was going to be in trouble there. But was able to get some room and a fourth down and still about 10 to go.
Yeah, it looked like he got back to the line of scrimmage, the original line of scrimmage. So we're going to have a fourth down and 10. You got to think, you don't want to give Green, with all these weapons out there, the ball here. You got to punt the ball away.
Well, it looks like Unitego will come up empty after that interception by Torrey Goo, and Leo Temple will be punting it away, and Tristan Austin is standing to our left at midfield for the Green Trojans. Waiting for the snap here is Temple. Oh, boy, it's a bad punt here. Squibs, but somehow is taking a Unitegel bounce all the way, and Austin can't field this one. Logan Utter's going to chase it into green territory to about the 40. That was a wacky-looking punt.
My guess is he just wanted to keep it away from Austin and kicked it off the side of his foot, and that's where it went, and it actually worked out for him. It didn't come off his foot very well, but it did work out for Leo Temple. It's interesting. You don't see running backs usually as the punters. Usually it's a quarterback.
Yeah, some other position player, quarterback, wide receiver, something
right,
like
you
that.
You don't usually see two running backs as the punters. That's a little odd, I guess, when you only got eight guys to choose from.
Yeah, in the eight-man game, you do a little bit of everything, right? So 4:47 to go, second quarter. Green gets the ball back going left to right. They're on their own 40-yard line. The sun continues to set here. Here's Titus on a QB keeper. I think that play kind of was a broken play. Titus is able to pick up a couple of yards out to the 45.
He's made a couple good runs off of that play, just keeping in, kind of ducking in behind one of the, I guess it's the guard in eight-man football. He just gets behind the guard and goes.
So it's Green leading Unitego 20-12.
Did you just see that? Coach Gordon turned away from the quarterback, giving the call play like someone's reading his lips. He's got a mask on.
Hey, you can't ever be too safe.
Can't be
right?
safe out here, right?
Can't be too safe. 4:10 to go in this second quarter. Here's Titus on about a second down and 5 to go. Wants to throw. Looking for his receiver and just overthrows Hunter Page. Coverage was good there from J.D. Stockard of Unitego, but Page couldn't haul it in.
That was a good play, just right through his hands. Maybe he lost it in the sun. He kind of turned that way a little bit.
Well, we feel his pain right now. The sun is at the perfect angle here in the press box, and we're all going blind.
It is.
But we're hanging tough.
Everybody in the stands and everybody in the press box has got their hands around their face. So.
Well, we just got to survive for a couple more minutes, and the sun will be behind the hill. With 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, Green leading 20-12 over Unitego. Eight-man football tonight, the Trojans and the Spartans. And it looks like Green is going to take a timeout, so we'll step away for 30 seconds again. Green leading 20-12 over Unitego here on WCDO.
When it's time to paint, it's time to visit the paint experts at Village Variety, Main Street in Unadilla. For over 35 years, we have been the area's Benjamin Moore paint store. In fact, we can match the color you want from a 1-inch square sample. Village Variety carries 15 different Benjamin Moore paint lines, and all their Regal Select Latex paints are 100% VOC compliant, helping to protect the environment. If you need a vapor barrier for your bathroom, kitchen, or laundry room to avoid moisture problems, we can help there too. Village Variety, your Benjamin Moore paint store for over 35 years on Main Street in Unadilla. We know paint.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station. FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
And welcome back with 4 minutes to go in the second quarter. Green taking a timeout here as they lead Unitego 20-12. I want to thank you for listening online as well tonight at WCDOsports.com. Our web stream is courtesy of SFCU. Stay tuned during halftime. We will have the Marabito Energy Products Halftime Report. Remember that Marabito can help you beat the heat this summer with ductless air conditioning, the perfect addition to any home. 4 minutes to go in the second quarter, waiting for the snap from Titus on a third down and 5 to go. The pitch to Austin, he lost it, has to chase it back about 5 yards, and the Unitego defense shoves him out of bounds. So a loss on the play, and I'm sure Coach Gordon, that's not the way they drew that one up.
No, he just kind of tossed it a little high and a little wide, and even the tall Titus couldn't get that, or tall Austin couldn't reach that ball. It went just kind of soaring over him.
So a fourth down here. This is an interesting call here, Rich. Let's see if they punt or if they decide to go for it. Fourth down and about 8 to go. I think they're going to punt it away.
Austin's had good luck here punting. I'd say let him go for it here.
So here is the snap and the punt for Austin, another good one. Torrey Goo's going to let it go, and it bounces down to about the 20-yard line, and that's where Unitego will take over on their own 20 with 3:43 to go before the halftime break.
This feels like, you know, it's kind of the offenses have stalled a little bit here, and it's turned into a kind of a grind-em football game all of a sudden. You know, there's not a lot of scoring going on.
Yeah, the last couple of drives, the defense has been solid for both sides.
It's kind of unheard of, right, because you usually see a lot of scoring in the eight-man game, but all of a sudden it's kind of just turned into a grind fest here for both teams.
Yeah, not uncommon to see eight-man games in the 40s, 50s, even 60s at times in terms of the scoring. So So 3:43 to go, second quarter. Green leading Unitego 20-12. It's been a good one so far here tonight on CDO. Here's Logan Utter looking for a receiver, and this one is through the hands of Jacob Pitcher on first down, incomplete.
Now tell me, Nate, both these teams last year were 11-man, right? So this is kind of the matchup of the teams that went dropped to 8-man this year.
That's correct. Right. You know, last year it was just UV and Oxford locally for 8-man teams. Lots of other teams in the section have gone to 8-man, but that was the big thing this year, is that Green and Unitego were coming down to the 11-man, I should say. And Green's had a lot of success over the last 4 or 5 years in the section in 11-man, so I was pretty surprised when they said they were going to go to 8, but it's all a numbers game. Second down and 10 to go, waiting for the snap. Here's Utter, wants to throw, and he finds Destin Gesick. That's complete for a first down. Rolls out to about the 35-yard line with 3.5 to go here in the second quarter.
Gesick is a big boy down there. He's a big target for the Unitego Spartans. Good play, kind of rumbled and stumbled all the way down, got a good first down.
Yeah, Gesick, a tall target, I'd say 6'5", maybe even 6'6", had a nice basketball season this year for the Spartans.
I could tell you one thing for sure, he's taller than me.
Yeah. And he's played a lot of nice plays on defense tonight so far for the Spartans as well. Good to see him get involved on the offensive side. So here's Unitego out to the 35-yard line as they go right to left. And they're going to throw again, and they got a receiver. It's just a little bit too far in front of Torrey Goo by about 3 yards. They were going for the house on that one.
He broke away from the defensive back. He had he had daylight, but he just couldn't bring it in. Goo's a good fast player, too.
He is.
Does he play any other sports?
Yeah, plays basketball.
Point guard?
Yeah, he's a guard.
He reminds me of a guard.
Does a really nice job. I believe he's run some track in past years as well. I said it last time we did one of the Unitego games, but he is just one of the nicest kids you'd want to meet. He'll come over, shake your hand, say hi. Thank you for coming to the game. I mean, he's just a super nice kid.
I wouldn't expect anything different from a kid named Notorious.
Notorious Goo. I mean, that's
a great name.
That has to be one of the best names we've had.
Right, Notorious and Dub.
Yeah, that's right. Here's a handoff to Leo Temple on second down. Temple's good boy, just shifting his weight and getting about 3 extra yards on that play. Good for about 8 yards across the 40 up to about the 43.
You know, talking about that, I just get upset with my parents. They weren't very creative with me. Like, why couldn't I be like, doesn't Notorious Turnbull sound good to you?
Yeah, Notorious Turnbull or Notorious Lull.
Dubs Turnbull.
Yeah,
I don't know.
What game was that?
Dubs Hawk is from Shenandoah.
Yes, Dubs Hawk. I was trying to remember. We were at a basketball game and we were looking at that roster that night. Here is Logan Utter on a third down, and he gets chased out of bounds. Green brought the house there on defense. And with 2:10 to go here in the second quarter, fourth down coming for Unitego at their own 40.
I'm good friends with the Shenango Forks football coach and athletic director, and I always joke with them that I should have been named Dubs Turnbull. He goes, no way. That's what he always says.
No way.
No way.
So a fourth down here for Unitego. It's fourth and about 7 or 8 to go. Lost a couple yards on that play, so they're at their own 38.
So you got a problem. They're going to let the time run down here, right? You're going to let it run down to about 1:30, then punt it away again. That's what you're going to do. You're just going to play field position here. And if you're Unitego, you're probably feeling good about yourselves only being down by one touchdown going into the half.
Yeah. So it looks like Unitego might punt this one away with 1:33 to go in the second quarter. We're going to keep it right here. Yeah. I think the big thing to remember is, still got a minute and a half to go. Can't let Green get back in that end zone, that's for sure. Plus, Unitego will get the ball to start the second half.
Now, this is a good place, right, for maybe a trick play, because everybody's just assuming you're playing the field position here. I mean, I doubt it, but you could do maybe a fake punt here.
Never know with Coach McCroney, he's got up his sleeve.
Right, because you just let the time run down, so you're definitely giving everybody in the stadium the indication that you're going to punt it. But, I mean, 8 yards for a kid like Leo Temple, you could get that pretty easily.
Yeah, we'll see. You know, I'd be more apt if it was maybe Austin and with his speed getting to the outside. But, you know, with Leo, a couple of tacklers, it might take him a while to bring him down. So let's see.
Right, they got this one guy over here in the slot pretty uncovered.
So it looks like Temple is going to punt. Sends a deep one away from Austin. This is a good punt by Leo. This one's going to take a Unitego roll all the way down to the 10-yard line.
And he could do it all, too.
with a minute 21 to go.
That's a 60-yard punt.
That was a great punt there great, for Leo Temple.
Great play. Good punt. 60-yard punt. And that's just what you wanted to do. Now you got to keep Austin in front of you, and you just go in with one touchdown. You got to be happy if you're going to Tego, right, Nate?
Yeah, I think you do. You know, the way this game started, it would have been very easy to maybe just fold up the tent and say, oh, tough start, you know, those fumbles. But
it's senior night. Let them have it. Now, Unitigo's, they're holding strong here.
But I still think this defense, there's a lot of time left. You got to hold strong if you're Unitigo here. One run by Austin, he breaks a couple tackles, and you're down by two again.
You got to probably key on that toss play. That Green's been doing that toss a lot.
Minute 21 to go here in the second quarter. They're going to hand it off to Austin, and he'll get to the outside, but no, he is brought down by that Unitigo defense. And Nate Ackerley, again, he has been a beast on defense for Unitigo tonight.
So I just looked at the timeout, so Unitigo has no timeouts left. Green's got one, so Unitigo can't stop the clock here. I mean, right now, if they had some timeouts, that would have been the perfect spot to call a timeout. I mean, you're down at the 5-yard line here for Green.
So with 55 seconds to go, clock is still moving. Green doesn't seem to be in any sort of a huge hurry here as Titus runs back in from the sideline.
I think Green's just playing it safe, too. They just want to get to the locker room.
And they're backed up against their own end zone here, so they probably don't want to make a mistake. Here's Titus in the shotgun, second down, and about 13 to go. He's going to hand it off to Austin, who sprints his way out to the left side before he is brought down by Chris Price. Good pickup there by Austin.
That's going to be it. That's going to be it. Coach Gordon's calling him in.
Yep, Coach saying come in, so our halftime score, I think.
Maybe.
It's going to be 20-12. Doesn't look like.
Yeah, he's bringing him in.
Yeah, so our halftime score is going to be Green 20, Unitigo 12. A fun one here in Green tonight. Stay tuned. We'll have our Marabito Energy Products halftime report coming up in just a few minutes. Again, our score here at the half in this high school football 8-man game is Green 20, Unitigo 12. For Rich Turnbull, I'm Nate Lowe. We'll be right back on WCDO.
This year, switch to Marabito. If you're looking to get serious about your energy plan, now is the time. For over 90 years, we've delivered reliable, dependable, and affordable energy. For fuel oil or propane, count on Marabito. With our automatic delivery, budget payment plans, and state-of-the-art heating and cooling equipment, reliability and affordability are just a phone call away. This year, switch to Marabito, where our people make energy different.